Thank you, Mick Care, for that. I'm a big wind around here every morning. Okay, don't got to wait till the afternoon, believe me. Hey, it's our Friday talk around here as the month of February kind of drains out on us here. And once a month, we get a visit from Brad Edwards and Wapton Parks and Rec, who is in studio to talk with me this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Bill. Things are going well.
And we were talking before, it's like kind of the tweener time for you, but I don't imagine you or anybody else over there gets to catch your breath too long.
A little bit, but no, you're right.
Jump right back into it.
We stay pretty busy. So
Without a doubt. Well, what's going on? Catch us up here. What's happening?
Well, I have a couple things that just reminders that I probably brought up in our last conversation, but end of February. So today, they're setting up for it right now. There's a fish fry, the Knights of Columbus fish fry over at the community center. That starts at 4:30 and ends at 7:30. So
it is the season. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. That's a good event for them. I mean, they get a lot of people through there in that short amount of time, 3 hours. And then tomorrow we have our Frozen finale, third through eighth grade boys and girls basketball tournament. That'll be at the schools, the public schools. We're using all the gyms. About 50 teams coming to town.
Incredible.
So it's going to be a busy day.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a fun event. Get out there. Just a reminder too, it's tournament season, for high school and yeah. Everything. Get out and support your teams. It's important to them to see a lot of fans out at wherever they're playing.
Show them some love. Yeah, absolutely.
And then getting into March 7th, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. That'll be at the community center. That's 7:30 to 10:30. Another really good event. We do everything that we can to help out with the other nonprofits in town because they do a lot of work for the community as well.
Incredible work, especially with kids, especially with the youth.
Exactly.
They're really, really plugged in there.
Yep, and that's part of our mission. So March 12th, our fundamental flag football ends. That's a new thing that Katie got started this year. It's K through second grade, I think.
Really?
We introduced them to flag football.
Did you have a good turnout for that?
We did, yeah. We limited it to 28 just to, you get 28 little kids running around in there. It gets a little bit to manage.
How much fun is that?
Yeah, we had it in our gym. It was a successful program. We had some great volunteer coaches to help us out with that. But that'll bring an end to our winter youth programming. We still have women's volleyball going on. And then we have men's basketball going on, but we're in our changeover from the winter sports into the spring and summer sports. March 17th, the junior rec will start up, and that's a 3 to 5 year old program. It's just kind of getting somewhere to play, and we'll have stuff set up at the community center. And,
okay,
they'll just come in there and enjoy a different activity each time they get in there. March 14th is the Richland County Pheasants Forever, also at the community center. That's starts at 2 p.m. Tickets are pre-sale only, so you can't just come to the door and get a ticket. You got to find a member or whatever and get a ticket for that, but that's a good event that they have as well. March 20th, the Bolt swim team will have ham bingo at the community center. That's noon to 10, so get in there and help support the Bolt swim team. That's a fun event, too.
Bolts had a pretty good year this year.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah, they did.
So, yeah, give them some support.
And then March 28th is the Wapton Baseball Association fundraiser, and that'll be from 6 to 11 at the community center. So lots of fundraiser events. We're switching over, like I said. Spring and summer recreation program registrations are open on our website. Just go to WaptonParks.com, and whatever you want to get registered. We got some track events coming up in the spring. That's our only spring event. And then all the summer programming should be on there too. There might be one or two that we don't have posted up yet because we're still trying to figure out some times, but most of them are up there so people can get a jump on getting registered and finding out the times and things like that so they
sure.
can make plans for their vacations and different things like that. We're also taking applications for summer employment, looking for a pool manager this year. But the applications can be found at Wapton Parks under the Contacts tab. They can just go in there and fill out a application.
I just like the fact that you're talking about the pool opening up again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. It's like a wormhole. It's like a time warp because it seems like a couple of months ago we were talking about last summer's spring and summer stuff.
Right.
And now here we're talking about it again. It's like, ooh, that went quick.
Yeah, so this year we're out, you look at it, I always look at it in fractions. So we're already 1/6 done with 26.
Incredible.
Which is flying by.
Incredible. Good stuff. Yep. That's what's going on in the month of March. Brad, anything else you need to add here this morning?
Should be good. Just, you know, another reminder, get outside and try to coax that nice weather along.
So. Yeah. Next week, going to be beautiful. And this weekend, livable. You know, it's where we live, but be cold. But there you go. And get on and show these teams some support this weekend, too.
Right. Yep.
All right. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. You have a great month, and we'll talk again the end of March.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
947 here, the voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too.